Hello, everyone. I'm James Hilliard. Welcome to this episode of Connection Point, where we are speaking with Nate Tucker, the Director of IT Systems at Lee University. Lee University is a private four-year liberal arts college with more than 4,000 students. They're located in Cleveland, Tennessee, and Nate is here to tell us how the PC Connection family of companies and Lenovo support him as he selects and deploys notebooks and desktops for the university's annual technology refresh. And Nate, really appreciate you taking time and telling your story today.
All right, thanks for having me.
Let's do this, Nate. Let's start with kind of some of the numbers out there. How many systems are you typically refreshing every year, and what types of systems did you most recently deploy this year?
The type of system or the number of systems fluctuate from year to year, and that's basically because some years include labs and some don't. This year, we particularly, for this particular year, we refreshed about 190 machines, and that made up of desktop, standard CPU, monitor, keyboard, mouse, and the all-in-one. And both of those types of systems have been acquired from Lenovo.
And this time around, were these primarily for staff on this refresh cycle? Were these for students?
We had a few that were in public areas across campus, but for the most part, the refresh focused on faculty and staff.
Gotcha. And that must make a kind of big difference for you. If you've got more machines that are out there for the students, kind of in labs, in the library, in the student center, things like that, you have probably some other security sign-on type of issues, things like that. Whereas if it's for staff, a little bit of a different type of scenario?
Yes. So let me talk a little bit and go a little bit in detail about kind of what that looks like for us for the refresh cycle. So we put the order in, we get those machines after they have been sent through an imaging process that is actually done by PC Connection, Gov Connection, and we receive those on campus. We go through a testing process to make sure that it is definitely meeting our requirements. We know that PC Connection, Gov Connection do their own testing, but we go through our own testing process. And then we notify the users that those machines are here on campus. Then we schedule a time and get those deployed out to the user's workstation area or the lab. And then we capture the old machine, box it up, or before we box it up, we actually wipe it and then wipe the hard drives. I think we go through about three rounds of that, and then we box those up and send those off-site for demolition if it's a purchase machine. And in some cases, they are leased, so we send those back to the leasing company. And our lease program, while I'm mentioning that, just let me mention also that it is a four-year lease cycle for us.
Okay, gotcha. You mentioned this time around you had your desktops, some notebooks out there, but all in one. Let me ask you about that. What are some of the benefits that they offer to you there at Lee University, having those all-in-ones?
Well, those are a perfect fit for your general public areas. You know, having the CPUs under the desk in those public areas, generally people are kicking them, knocking them over. Even with the secure devices that we've tried out for several years, they still somehow get loose, and it just creates more damage for the machine. So having the all-in-one there at those public areas for general public use gives us the ability to just lock that one device and lock those keyboards and those mice. But one of the things that we're exploring as well is the use of those all-in-one devices in the classroom, because we have a workstation that has technology equipment there for the teacher's workstation, and part of that includes a workstation. And, you know, prior to us trying the all-in-ones, we were using the CPU and monitor, keyboard, mouse setup that I mentioned before, but now we're going to take a look at the all-in-ones because it's easier, it's cleaner, it's less mess, less wires. It provides a good solution for our faculty while they're teaching.
Gotcha. And hey, I'm guilty here as a student back in the day. I remember using that CPU as a footstool and knocking out an Ethernet cable here and there, pulling out the mouse cord as well. So I hear what you're saying in painting that picture. Let's talk a little bit. You mentioned that they were Lenovo systems that you brought in. Any major advantages you've seen with the second and third generation Intel Core processors that you deployed this year?
Well, one of the things that we found is that the systems have a better performance, and we noticed that one of the things that we do is we don't jump on the bandwagon as soon as something comes out. We give the technology a little bit of time to mature. So that's the case with this. We've allowed the technology to mature, and we haven't had any problems with performance. The quality of the product's been great. It's been very reliable. And, you know, we have a great relationship with Lenovo. But also let me mention, too, that in conjunction with Lenovo and PC and GovConnection, we have a parts closet that we've established on campus. And through our partnership with both of those companies, we've been able to do that at no cost. Currently, we are 100% in the PC arena. We are 100% Lenovo. In the Mac, obviously, we have some Macs on campus since we are an educational institution. So we have a mixture, but for the most part, the majority, I would say, somewhere in the neighborhood of 80% of our computer devices or workstations are Lenovo. And we have somewhere in the neighborhood of 1,300 machines.
Okay, total on campus there. And that's for staff and student access?
Yes, that's both staff and student access. As far as the labs go, we have about 450 in the labs, and then we have about 100 classrooms that are outfitted with some type of computer workstation.
Okay, gotcha. Good insights there. You've mentioned it a couple times. You worked with GovConnection there on the rollout, part of the PC Connection family of companies. Imaging, disposal, what did you work with them on? What support did they give you?
Well, the key ingredient for us with the relationship is being able to get those devices in and turn them on and they work. And GovConnection, PC Connection, the family of companies, they were able to deliver a product that we can meet that goal. So they do the imaging for us, and we get it in, turn it on, and, you know, it just works. In addition to that, what I just mentioned, too, was the parts closet, being able to go through the certification process of being able to service Lenovo computers and do that on site has been a great service for us and for our constituents that we service. So having that relationship with GovConnection has been great, and those are two key areas where we see that we've gained the most benefit.
Hey, you're in education, so I have to go this route. Grade the project, this latest refresh, A through F. What grade does it get? What goals were accomplished?
Well, generally speaking for the project, the only issue that we had were on our end, and that was the identification of where these assets were because you did say education, you know, these assets, they move around.
Sure.
So one of the things that we've been tasked with is making sure that we are aware of where they're moved. But other than that, everything has been seamless. GovConnection and Peace Connection have been great with that project.
So. All right. Sounds like that's in that A category.
Yeah, A category. One of the things I want to also mention, too, is we even had a offer of assistance from the staff there that are close by and to come down and help us get these out if we needed, because now this wasn't this year, but the year before that, we were kind of under the time crunch where I think everybody was, in that the industry was a little bit on back order because of things that were happening in other countries. So Lenovo and PC GovConnection stepped in and said, hey, if you guys need us down to come down and help you, we'll be more than happy to do that. And we didn't actually take advantage of it, but the fact that they offered that and they saw the benefit of what we're trying to do and trying to meet our deadline, that we felt like that was a partner that we should keep around.
Absolutely. Sounds like it was. Also sounds like next time you need a refresh, you're probably not going to hesitate to pick up the phone, call that team, and get them to help you out on the next refresh.
That is correct. One of the things that we do is every year we go through a process that we select the vendor that we're going to use for that year. And this year, this upcoming season, which we start this process in January, so in January 2013, we'll begin this process again. But I think as an institution, what we decided was because we've had great success with Lenovo and GovConnection, we'll just bypass that and go through the process of figuring out how much we're going to pay for these machines rather than including a full line of vendors to go through the RFQ process.
Gotcha. No, understood. Hey, Nate, really appreciate you taking time joining us here on Connection Point, and appreciate it, and good luck with your next refresh.
Thank you for having us and allowing us to talk about what we're doing here, and hopefully this will be a relationship that continues on for years to come.
Well, it has, Nate, and I do appreciate, again, your time. Folks, if you do want to learn more about hardware, software, and services to support your system refresh and other IT projects available from the PC Connection family of companies, then contact your account manager, or you can visit us online at pcconnection.com/services. Also invited to call 1-800-800-0014 for more information. And if you want to send us an email, you can do so to connect@pcconnection.com. I'm James Hilliard. Thanks again for joining us on this installment of Connection Point.